While school may be back in session, the days of hot summer heat are far from over. Consider having your AC unit checked by the pros at RFME Heating and Cooling. RFME is a local company started in 1910, and they've been treating customers like family for five generations. They have the expertise needed to fix any heating and cooling problem. Proper maintenance of your HVAC equipment is vital to extend the life of your equipment, avoiding costly replacements, and to make sure it's running at peak performance. Visit them online at RFMEEH.com.
Now, back to Jay and Joe on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com. Everything is
awesome. Is this from your playlist, Gardner?
This is from the Lego movie.
I believe so. This is an Academy Award nominated song, too.
I recall they played this at the Academy Awards when they panned the crowd. Some of the more established Hollywood Illuminati were a little disgusted at it.
Did you just play Everything is Awesome?
Yes, we did.
That's our 2016 Cardinals theme song.
Everything is Awesome.
Not bad.
So they should be playing whenever a pitcher gets up like five runs and they say it in the post game that they had good stuff.
You know what they should be playing throughout Busch Stadium?
What's that, Joe?
Anytime that, maybe say Matt Adams or somebody hits a home run.
No.
He hits the ball out of the park and then suddenly
he went to this knowing you're talking about it.
Been stuck in your head for the past week, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be stuck again. Do you run to this song?
All I can do is have it on YouTube right now. I don't run. When I run, I don't listen to music.
Really?
I listen.
Because I have to.
I listen to sports talk.
Oh, you listen to the morning show?
I listen to things from other cities.
Oh.
Yeah. I listen to shows in other markets, other cities.
Borrow hot takes?
Not so much borrowing hot takes, because I don't know how they transfer over to St. Louis, but maybe certain ideas here and there. Maybe see if there's stories that I'm missing on stuff.
This guy in Dallas said that Cole Hamels needs to step up and be the ace pitcher who the Rangers need. That's applicable to Wainwright.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go say that. That's segment one.
I stop running. I sent a text to myself. Say this.
You text yourself too?
Wainwright. I do text myself,
I email myself a lot as well.
And then, I'm sure this happens to anybody that texts themselves. I'll text myself, and then I will get a notification that I have received a text, and I think, ooh, who's this?
I do that too.
And then it's the text I literally just hit send on.
I'm a moron. It's the email I sent myself saying,
like
pull this.
When I text myself a note and I can't remember what it means. Or like when I just have, they're so general, but I know what it means. Like the last text I have to myself, all it says is the bunt.
The bunt. Yeah, man, I know what that means.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I text. You see, that's what I have this for. I have. So this is how complicated. Yeah, it's just a 3-hour radio show, right? I have this that I take notes on. I actually will write notes on this as I watch shows or as I watch things that I want to remember. I text myself mostly. If I'm not near a piece of paper, I'll text myself. But I use texting mostly for like sales stuff. Like I'll see something or I'll hear something or I'll pass by a new place and I'm like, ooh. So I have to write it down, which, yes, then I completely forget what it is that I meant. So I have to go and I'll just Google whatever word I texted myself. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's the new restaurant that's opened up. That's the place I want to go take a look at. Oh, I need to call them. See if I can get money out of them.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's kind of the way I handle that. So, but no, that's what they should be playing. They need to be playing glorious throughout the ballpark. Hey, we see Matt Adams still on that rehab assignment. Are they just waiting until the first to call him back up?
Probably. That's the way to do it. You don't have to send anyone back down.
He didn't have a setback or anything, did he?
I'm actually going to look up to see how he's been doing down in
the... Right. First 2 days how he did, and then from there, it's kind of stopped.
3 for 13 with a home run.
Okay. Call the guy back up.
I'll just wait till the first. You don't have to put anyone off the 25-man roster, because you're just going to call them back up on September 1st if you were to do that today. to give him some more reps. I'm curious to see what kind of pitchers they might bring up when the roster's expanded.
I mean, they'll get Leake back. So you'll have Leake back. You'll have both Tui Vilala and Sokolovich. Key Kiefer will stay. I honestly think that's it. I mean, if anything, have we heard anything about Jordan Walden lately?
Nope.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but Jordan Walden could just kind of be brought back up and to throw a little bit. So that could be another name that you have. That's also when you could look at having to let Ms. Diaz come back. So, I mean, you could, I mean, there'll be times. I mean, you're going to have 32, 33 guys in the dugout. You know, all you're waiting for is some of these DL stints or rehab stints to just kind of pass up, and then, okay, we're back.
Wonder if we see, who's the catcher down in AAA?
Oh, Carson Kelly?
Carson Kelly.
You might.
Okay.
I think that would be after Memphis' season ends.
Well, it is also, I would say, dependent upon what you might get from Pena.
Can we just stop? Can we stop with that? If the postseason comes around and you give Carson Kelly a few at-bats and you let him catch this pitching staff, can we just put him on the postseason roster?
Well, it might be that Pena can only, like, pinch hit or something.
But who is he better than what you already have on the team? I get that he's a switch hitter, right. But who would you rather have at the plate? Brian Pena, who has seen 3 games of major league pitching this year, or Jeremy Hazelbaker, who's been up for 80, 90 games this year?
You have the luxury of, with the expanded rosters, of having added, I guess, whatever.
Then. Right. But what has Brian Pena done so far this year that you could look at that and you could go, you know what, we're going to give him a chance in that series, in the NLDS?
No, I mean, that's stuff they're weighing. I don't think you just say it's this way or the other, though, right now. I mean, you have expanded rosters. You have the ability to have a guy like that on there if he only can hit, even. And who knows what, with expanded rosters, if you have a switch hitting guy, if you throw him up there and it causes the other manager to make another move with his pitching staff, who knows? Maybe he doesn't even hit, but you at least have that luxury. You just want to see somebody else, though.
I just don't. I'm trying to think of how to put it. My
agenda.
Patience, no. My patience, my trust in Brian Pena is very slim. I look at Brian Pena and I go, you know what, this, maybe, you know, the injuries probably aren't your fault. Probably not something that you had any control over, but I've seen him in the locker room, and we've seen what he's done, what he's come out and done in his rehab stints, and then when he played the 2 games he was here, the terrible throws that he wasn't in game shape even when he was called up on the roster. I just kind of look at that and I go, you know what? 2016 wasn't Brian Pena's year to play baseball. It sucks. And he's in his 30s, so maybe it's kind of the end of the road for him. But maybe this just wasn't time for Brian Pena to, you know, be on the Cardinals this year. Maybe it should have been that was the name of the kid that they sent off to Pittsburgh, or that Pittsburgh claimed.
Eric Fryer?
Yeah. You know? I don't think the team would have looked any different. I don't think that you have, and I'm trying to think about the game that Brian Pena played with the errors that he had, if that actually cost them a game. If Brian Pena playing in those 2 games actually decided it one way or the other for the Cardinals, I don't think that Alberto Rosario or Eric Fryer actually cost you any wins this year.
Well, you can make the case that Fryer playing well against the Cardinals cost them games in that series against Pittsburgh.
One game he played well. So it's not like we could look at this and go, man, you know, a healthy Brian Pena, not having to deal with Brian Pena at all, that really could have, you know, that could have set the wheels in motion. The Cardinals could be up on the Cubs right now. Probably have a two-game lead on the Cubs if Eric Fryer was on the team the whole season. So I just don't think that it's, you know, I just think maybe we move on for Brian Peña. Kind of look at that as a Ty Wigginton type of signing. Mo's allowed those every now and then. For every Brian Peña, there's a trade for Brandon Moss. Which, I thought we were done with this with Matt Holliday on the DL. Double switching out the number three hitter.
Yeah, I guess
done with that.
Some of that, Matheny said after the game, because of a lack of availability for some options, there was possibly a need for a pitcher to go more than one inning. That was concerning last night, because not only were you removing your leading home run hitter, you were also ensuring that your second leading home run hitter was being protected by the pitcher spot for some of that game.
And yes, the way it worked out, Greg Garcia with the double late in the game in that number three spot. Okay, you want to look at, you know, after the fact, great, it worked out for you, cool. But in the moment,
didn't like it.
No, just wasn't that great. Wasn't that good of a move. I do have to say, though, Colton Wong, what he did last night was, you know, for as much as he had been quoted talking. Did you guys have Rob Rains on the other day?
We did.
To talk about his conversation with Colton Wong. When did that take place?
I guess over the weekend. His conversation with them about playing time?
Yeah. Because, Gardner, you were there with me, and were you standing there when Colton Wong was just kind of chatting it up in the locker room on Saturday?
Yes.
I mean, it's for being a guy that hasn't played that much at all in the past few months, and when he has played, hasn't been good, he might have been the loosest guy in the clubhouse on Saturday.
Hey, he was opinionated on some other stuff.
And he just kind of hanging out there and
watching TV.
It was high school football is what was on the TV in the locker room. I don't know what high school it was, but they were showing that whatever this high school was.
CBC, Vianney, SLU?
No. Nationally ranked.
Ooh.
Nationally ranked high schools. Kind of like those academies. You know, I don't know what
Watch this. Okay. Say nationally ranked high schools again.
Yeah, you know, like a nationally ranked high school.
Kansas Jayhawks.
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh, God.
You know what college football kickoff tells me? That it's almost college basketball season.
Oh, I should tell you that game day is going to be on Saturday. That's good news. I love waking up on Saturday morning and putting game day on the tube.
I've already scouted out bars around the hotel/church that the wedding is at this Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a good 3-hour difference. And so I have scouted out where I plan on going to watch college football.
Good call.
After it is done. Yeah.
Get a few drinks?
Oh, absolutely. Just sit there.
Is it walking distance from where you need
to be? No, it's driving distance. So I'll have to figure all that out, make all that work. But I've already looked, because the rehearsal dinner Friday night is at like a barbecue joint. It's like a barbecue and whiskey place. I think that might be the name of it. Barbecue and whiskey might be the name of the actual restaurant that the rehearsal dinner's at. So I've already looked into what football games are on Friday night, so I can drink beer and eat barbecue and watch college football on Friday night. Because they set it up. I mean, you think that the first weekend of NFL football's good? You think that they do it right with Thursday, a great game on Thursday, then all day Sunday and two games on Monday? Go look at what college football does with really good games on Thursday.
They spread it out over Day. They do a very good job of that.
I mean, Thursday, you have Louisville playing and you have Tennessee playing. I would say those are two top 20 teams that are playing. You do have a few, a B1G versus a Pac-12 game. That's on the schedule. And then Friday, what was the one on Friday? Oh, Michigan State playing on Friday. Baylor's playing on Friday night. Again, Stanford, Kansas State. That's a good. That should be a good game. Then you have games all day Saturday. You have games all day Sunday. You have games on
Notre Dame on Sunday.
I would think so.
Like Monday is Florida State, Clemson. I want to say that.
No, Clemson, Auburn is on Saturday.
That's okay.
That's Saturday night. Sunday, no, Sunday on ABC, that's Notre Dame and Texas.
Okay. All right, cool.
They're playing that game in Texas? Like, at the University of Texas, they're playing that game.
Joe, the stars at night are big and bright deep in the heart of Texas.
I figure that would be, I mean...
Neutral field?
Yeah, well, not even a neutral field. I mean, God, go play it at Jerry's place.
Oh, Jerry's World.
Or Reliant Stadium, whatever it's called now. Play at one of those places instead. Monday is Ole Miss in Florida State. You're not going to go wrong with any of those. Well, that's nice. I have my fantasy football draft Sunday night. Just got the board in for it, too. Listener Chad brought I reached out to the fan page, and listener Chad was kind enough to bring in a board that he said he wasn't going to use, and it's a dry erase.
Dry erase, so you can use it for the Inside STL
yes,
one
as long as no morons write on it with marker. The draft on Sunday, that should be fine. Be really good. So works out well. But yeah, that's the college football does it right on that first weekend. Which game? Alabama, USC, or Clemson, Auburn? Which one?
Which one am I looking forward to?
Yeah.
Oh, Alabama, USC. I'm not sure if Auburn's all that good. I feel like Alabama's Alabama, so I always make a point to watch Saban.
UCLA, Texas A&M, Georgia, North Carolina. See, what's nice, on Saturday, it's the day of the wedding, I'm going to be with a lot of – it's in Indiana.
Florida State, Ole Miss Monday night. That's the game I was thinking of.
I'm going to be with a lot of Purdue folk.
So they're going to be rooting against Notre Dame, I assume.
Well, that's – no, this is Saturday. So the wedding's at 2. The game is at – the Purdue game's at 11. So yeah. Hopefully I'm with a lot of people that want to wake up early and watch college football with me.
Boy, I'm not
and
sure.
Watch some Purdue.
I'm not sure Purdue fans want to watch Purdue football.
They, you know what? You went to a school that doesn't have a football program.
Undefeated since the 40s, Joe.
So you don't understand what it means to other to schools that when your football season kicks off, everybody's 0-0.
No, but I come from a city, Joe, that used to have a pro football team that you knew was bad a lot going into the season, and that took away from the excitement of kickoff.
But that first game, though, that first game, you really thought the Rams had a chance to surprise a lot of people. Especially say they beat the Seahawks in week one, and you're thinking, wow, this might be their year. USC Bama's at Jerry's World. And also saw that Reliant Stadium is hosting a game that's hosting, again, this is 11 a.m. start time, Oklahoma and Houston.
Ooh.
And that's it. That's in Houston. That's at Reliant Stadium, or NRG Stadium, as it's now being called. And then apparently it's 646 chimes in that next year, South Bend will play host to Notre Dame in Texas. So that's not a neutral site game. That's a home and home that they signed on for. That's pretty cool then. You get two powerhouses, two programs of that prestige to be able to play a home and home. That's pretty good. It's pretty good. All right, it's 3:56. Oh, we have to it looks like Tebow's tryout has ended. We'll have to read you what happened there. But we have Ronnie Knott coming up in about 15 minutes from now. Before we do that, though, Ryan Kelly, he was just named the number one mortgage lender, most loans closed in the Midwest by the Scotsman Guide, number 3 in the nation, FHA volume, number 9 in the nation, most loans closed last year. Why would you go anywhere else than to the number one loan originator in the entire Midwest? You can call the Home Loan Expert team in their new office in Brentwood, right there at 40 and I-70. you can call, or 170. Call Ryan and his team, 314-781-9700. It's 314-781-9700. Or visit their website, thehomeloanexpert.com. Home Loan Expert, LLC. Back with Rennie after this.